Test 3. Listening. Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about speaking to the store manager in a shop. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for speaking to the store manager. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt after speaking to the store manager. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. You will need to play the recording twice. Speaker 1.
What happened was that the store ordered a particular laptop for me, and they just asked me for a small deposit. Meanwhile, I had a look online and found the same laptop for a fraction of the price, though the delivery charge was on top of that. So I went back and asked the manager for a discount. Well, when we went into details, it turned out the two computers were different models, which I hadn't realised. He said it was easy to confuse them, but I felt such a fool. Anyway, he offered me a free carrying case, which he didn't need to in the circumstances, so I accepted gratefully, and I'm sure I'll shop there again.
Speaker 2.
I never like asking to see a shop manager. The last one I saw seemed almost hostile at first. She said what I wanted was against company policy, but she could understand how I felt, so she'd make an exception. She really sent out mixed messages. What had happened was that I'd bought this really expensive pair of shoes for my niece. I'd spent ages choosing them, with a lot of help from the shop assistant. But as soon as my niece opened the package, it was obvious she wasn't keen. So I said I'd get my money back and give her something else instead. That's why I wanted to see the manager. But I almost wish I hadn't bothered.
Speaker 3.
You'd hope that people working in retail at least know something about what they're selling. But I wanted to buy a dishwasher, and the assistant serving me seemed completely ignorant about the various models. I mean, he didn't even seem to understand about the different energy ratings. So I asked to see the manager, in the hope that she'd be more knowledgeable than the assistant. Well, she was quite helpful, but what I couldn't forgive was that she kept breaking off in the middle of our conversation to talk to various assistants who walked past us. Nothing to do with what we were discussing. I thought it was so rude. That's not the way to encourage customers to be loyal.
Speaker 4.
I went to buy a bike for my brother and wanted it delivered. Well, you'd think I was asking for the moon. I was prepared to pay extra, but the assistant wanted to charge me a fortune. I refused and said I wouldn't buy the bike, and then she was quite impertinent. I insisted on seeing the manager to report her behaviour, though I assumed the manager would side with his staff. I was on the point of saying I'd never shop there again, despite having been a good customer over the years, but to give him his due, he understood why I felt as I did, which I was thankful for. I still didn't buy the bike, though.
Speaker 5.
I once had occasion to speak to a shop manager who was fiercely loyal to her staff and suspicious of mere customers. I explained what had happened, but it was impossible to convince her. It was the assistant's word against mine, and the assistant won hands down. I thought that in retail the customer is always right, but obviously not. You see, I'd bought a large mirror on special offer, but when I got home, I found it was scratched. I went back to get one in perfect condition because it was meant to be a wedding present. But the assistant said there'd been a sign saying that was why the price was reduced. There certainly wasn't.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.